Bruh. On June 3rd, 20 pro-Palestine student protesters barricaded themselves in Concordia's GM administration building. They called for the university to cut ties with Israel. The protesters vandalized the lobby with graffiti and posters. Some of the graffiti said, "Don't defend genocide," "Free Gaza," and a demand for Concordia's divestment in institutions connected to Israel. Concordia's administration called the police, and protesters left on their own. The demonstration lasted an hour. Police presence on campus has long been something the Concordia Student Union has opposed.
And we're back with a brand new episode of Beats and Beyond. This is episode 13 of Beats and Beyond. I'm your host, Aryan Ajani. We're back at CJLO Studios, Wednesday, 9 a.m. You'll catch us here every week. It's been a busy week so far, a lot to catch up. Let's start with Holy Ghost by Omalay. It's a brand new addition to my Afrobeats playlist. It's a song that's been on my radar for a little while. So there you go, Holy Ghost by Omalay. I hope you guys enjoy this.
What's my confidence? My cocaine, my heart desire, give me nothingness. I know the desire, cause you give me danger for the divinity. You're my true lover, my mommy worker, give me happiness.
Next up, we have a brand new song by Tyla, a girl from South Africa. She blew up with the song Water, and now this is another song of hers. It's new on her new EP or album, whatever she wants to call it, because she's the queen. This is Commas by, hey, wait a minute, this is Commas by Ira Starr. This is not Tyla. Excuse my confusion. This is Commas by Ira Starr. You know what? I'm going to start the song again just so I need to put some respect on her name. I have been to an Ira Starr concert in Montreal, so I know how amazing this woman is. Have a listen. Commas by Ira Starr.
Which kind of life way I never see? I carry God, so I fear nothing. Steady increase in the commas, 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 commas. Original no be parody. You know it's clear for your memory. Whether now winter or summer, I did Papa does travel now. Living life, see my fire burning bright within the inside me. Smally way day.
That was Commas by Ira Starr. She is a star for sure. But coming up, we have another star from our Concordia community. We have Chris, who is the founder / CEO of CU next Sunday, right here in Montreal. It's a almost like a rooftop event party space created by Chris and his group called CU next Sunday in Montreal. He is a Concordia student who is pursuing great things, and we will get to hear all of that live from Chris himself. So, before we get into that interview segment, let's go and pump up the energy, because Chris is going to come with a lot of energy this morning. Wednesday morning, 9 a.m., you're at Beats at Beyond, CJLO. Your host is Ari Najani. There's no way this is a low-energy episode. So let's turn up the energy. Let's go to Eggplant Afrobeat by DJ Flex.
Charlie, I'm in love with a sick body. Big body, I'm in love with a fake body. She twerking, yeah she working. Pull around with a fake body. Gonna come through with a big cutie.
Tell her let's go, let's go.
Sexy girl from Ghana, I know say she want a banana. She text me eggplant, but I know say she want a banana. She dey give it to me when I wake up. Sit down, meditate. She dey give it to me when I wake up. Without the makeup. I say let's sing. She ain't a big mama, but she want a big papa. Twerk, black. She twerking black, and I'm one, and you know my ting long, and you know my ting long like a. She won't get the. Get the. 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 Get the banana. Get the banana. Get the banana. Get the banana. She won't get the
banana. Get the banana.
She won't get the banana. Charlie, I'm in love with a sick body. With a sick body. I'm in love with a fake body, with a fake body. She twerking, yeah she working. Pull around with a fake body. Gonna come through with a big
dick. Hey. Come get the banana.
Come get the banana.
Come get the banana.
She won't get the banana.
Come get the banana. The banana.
you know my thing long, and you know my thing long like a katana. Chale, 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 chale. Big, 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 big buddy, big, big buddy, big buddy, big, big buddy. Get the banana, the banana, get the banana, the banana. She won't get the banana. The banana. Come on, she take all my sticker.
You almost feel as though this will never be a Beats and Beyond episode hosted by Ari and Ajani if we didn't have some Diamond Platinums on the episode. So, before we get into our first ad break of the session, I'm going to go with a little bit of Diamond Platinums. For those of you who do not know who this guy is, he is an East African musical icon. He is probably the biggest musical icon from the East African region. He has made songs with Alicia Keys, he's made songs with Burna Boy, and so on. So this is Diamond Platinums, one of his most famous songs called Tetema. This is a final song before we go into our first ad break and get Chris from See You Next Sunday on to our show. So without further ado, this is Tetema by Diamond Platinums.
Aya twende tetema, oh mama tetema, tipo tipo tetema, oh mama tetema. Aya twende tetema, oh mama tetema, shuka chini tetema, oh mama tetema. Tetema, yani kama umepigwa shoti. Tetema, ipe miganisho ya roboti. Tetema, ukutani hadi kwenye kochi. Tetema, kwenye giza mama shika tochi. Kataka kama noga, oh mama. Nakapandizi za bukofa, oh mama. Nakapandisha boda boda, oh mama. Nakichoka kuchuma mboga, oh mama. Ai, mama, shigidi, ah. Nakufa, hoi, wikidi, ah. Ai, mama, shigidi. Konki, fire, moto, liquidi. Ayo tunde tetema, oh mama tetema, tipo tipo tetema, oh mama tetema. Aya tunde tetema, oh mama tetema, shuka chini tetema, oh mama tetema. Aya tunde tetema, oh mama tetema, tipo tipo tetema, oh mama tetema. Aya tunde tetema, oh mama tetema, shuka chini tetema, oh mama tetema.
Tetema, yani kama vile generator. Tetema, kama mwizi kakupiga ngata. Tetema, mwendo wa kutunga kupepeta. Tetema, chini nikipuliza tarumbeta. Asabuza, doza, keza shogoroza. Kufachali kama mende. Maria Rose, poza, tungili mekoza. Twende ni kupige nyembe.
Okay.
You make my mind go kolo, kolo, kolo. Ukinuna tunye doro, doro, doro. Sani pesa digi digi,
washa.
Miuno ya gigi gigi,
washa.
Funga kibinda mkwiji kwiji,
washa.
Nikunyonge kazigi zigi,
tete.
Oh mama tetema, tipo tipo tetema. Oh mama tetema, aya tunde tetema. Oh mama tetema, shuka chini tetema. Oh mama tetema, aya tunde tetema. Oh mama tetema, tipo tipo tetema. Oh mama tetema, aya tunde tetema. Oh mama tetema, shuka chini tetema. Oh mama tetema.
Kisha kime, kime, kime mpana. Amewe huka, kime, kime mpana. Napandisha mizuka, kime, kime mpana. Anaruka ruka, kime, kime mpana. Kisha kime, kime, kime mpana.
Napanda juu ya meza,
kime, kime mpana.
Eti anavua shati,
kime, kime mpana.
Kalewa anateza,
kime, kime mpana.
Yani farangati.
And that was a little bit of Diamond Platinums for you on the Wednesday morning episode of Beats and Beyond. I'm super excited to have Chris come on to our show very, very, very soon. We're going to go into our first ad break of this session. And right after that, we'll have Chris come on for an absolutely exhilarating interview. I'm super excited, stoked for this interview to come on. Very insightful information from Chris. Hopefully, we get an idea of what the event space and summer in Montreal looks like. I'm looking forward to that. So, without further ado, here's our first ad break of the session.
Hello?
The 24th edition of Suoni per Il Popolo stirs things up June 13th to the 23rd. Experimental, punk, jazz, noise, weirded out sounds, a film series, workshops, all jammed into 12 days to throw some fun and inspiration at our messed up world. Anthony Braxton and Wolf Eyes, Backwash, Irreversible Entanglements, Geneva Jacuzzi, and so much more. full lineup and information about day passes and tickets can be found on simoniperilpopolo.org or follow us at simoniperilpopolo.
Okay, we're back. Beats and Beyond, episode 13. I am ready to have Chris on to the studio. Chris, can you hear me?
Arjen, what's up, man?
Thank you so much for being here, Chris. I know you're a busy guy. It's been wonderful speaking to you so far on iMessage, but finally to have you here in person is absolutely
great. It's a pleasure, man. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much for coming. I look for artists and individuals and designers and entrepreneurs who kind of pop up on my Instagram or pop up on my social media. And that's how I know that I want them to pop up through my radio station, through my show. So I saw some of your events, videos from your event that popped up a couple weeks ago. Was it 2 weeks ago on Sunday?
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago.
And you have one more coming up this Sunday. Am I right?
Exactly.
So see you next Sunday. I've mentioned it a couple times on the episode so far. But from your own words, Chris, can you tell us what See You Next Sunday is?
Okay, listen. So technically, I've been looking for this a specific vibe in Montreal, like summer rooftop, deep house music, sunset. I haven't really found anything that suits what I want. So I guess I just did the next best thing, was to go and do it, you know?
Was to start it yourself?
Yeah, exactly. Like, if it's not out there, I'll do it myself.
That's easily said. Easier said than done.
Very easier said than done. Yes.
Let's just say that. So before we go into the establishment of See You Next Sunday, Chris, can you tell us a little bit about yourself as an individual? Where you're from, maybe a little bit about your background and what you study here at Concordia?
Yeah, actually, so I'm here as a student.
Okay.
Just like you.
Yeah.
In Concordia. I'm originally Lebanese.
Okay.
So I came to Montreal maybe 3 years ago during COVID, actually. And funny you ask about my experience back then, because it's not the first time I do something event-based. Also, during COVID, I really, when I was new to Montreal and stuff, I wanted to go party, and everything was closed, obviously.
Because of COVID and et cetera, yeah.
So what I actually used to do back then was throw, like, quote-unquote illegal,
like underground parties,
like
kind
parties
of thing
in the forest. Wow. Yeah, it used to be called 303 Collective.
Okay,
you can actually go check out the inside, it's still up.
Okay,
about like 600-700 people used to show up to the parties. It was insane. It was crazy. Yeah,
so how did you have the idea of doing it back then in COVID?
Same thing as now. I wanted something, it wasn't out there, so I just went and did it myself,
and
you know,
created that environment
and
yourself.
Apparently, I wasn't the only one that wanted that as well, so everyone followed what I did.
Yeah, because
a lot of people wanted the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But no one went out of their way and did it, so I was the only one.
I think Montreal is a beautiful place for things like this to happen, where you're looking for an environment and a vibe, and you almost don't complain that there is no environment for you, but you create that yourself.
Man, Montreal, you find everything in Montreal.
Yeah,
it's so diverse.
A little bit of everything, especially in the art scene and the music scene. It's like there's so much variation. You can find your happy place in any of that.
Yeah.
But more about your journey into event and music. How did you get into music in Lebanon? I have a couple friends from Lebanon. All of them absolutely love house music.
I'm sure you know how popular it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 100% I know how popular it is. I know how big of a destination Beirut is for house music and the nightlife and the party scene.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more about your experience in Lebanon and if that's different in Montreal and how different.
Okay, so basically me, I grew up in three different countries.
Okay.
One of them was Canada. I used to live in Ottawa for like 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
When I moved from Ottawa to Lebanon, like, it was a complete shock, you know? Like, I saw the difference. I'm like, sorry to anyone that lives in Ottawa, but it's a very boring city.
It is. I've lived in Ottawa.
It's a very boring city. Going from Ottawa to Lebanon, seeing the difference, I was just like in shock, you know? I was seeing the nightlife, the people, the people stay out till 5, 6 a.m., you know?
Yeah.
And honestly, like, I wasn't against that. I really liked that lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely.
I came back here. Montreal is obviously, I'm sorry again, to Ottawa, better than, like, it was more fun, more activities to do, more things to do, but still not there.
Interesting.
So yeah,
I'm curious to know if you had friends or friends who were DJs who have already done the event planning and organizing and executing before you sort of jumped into it.
Actually, I used to DJ back then. I don't now.
Okay.
But the reason I started DJing was because of my cousin. My cousin's a DJ. He used to DJ as well in Lebanon. He taught me how to mix. He taught me how to play. He got me into this genre of music, like house, techno, minimal, this genre.
Yes.
And my best friend, which is actually my partner, and see you next Sunday. His name is Daniel, DJ Ghosty.
Shout out, Daniel.
Shout out, Ghosty. He's been DJing for like almost 10 years now. And
wow.
Yeah, he lives in Ottawa though.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's a resident in a couple of places there, but he's also my partner. Every event he mixes and see you next Sunday, and everyone loves him, man. Everyone loves him.
Yeah. So he comes in from Ottawa for
this
events.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay, fair enough. Wow, that's amazing to hear. You said you had the 300 Collective, is that
303 Collective.
303 yes. Collective.
Yes.
So why didn't you continue that, and what spurred you to start a whole new thing?
Listen, let me tell you, actually. So when I did it back then, since it was like, so to say, illegal, like not very legal, and in the forest, like it was more in the Mont Royal area, like the
forest.
You see, I'll show you the videos.
The outdoor forest party.
Yeah, I'll show you the videos after.
I've definitely seen videos for this.
I'm sure. Probably.
Yeah. Sorry, go on. Yeah. Yes.
So I didn't used to charge people. Okay. It was for every event I used to do, I used to lose money on it. And it got to a point where one time I got fined by the police.
Wow, yeah.
And that was my breaking point. Like after that, I was like, you know, it's not worth it.
Do you mind me asking how much you got fined?
It was 1500.
1500.
But for a student, it's very. It is a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I was new to Canada. Yeah, it is a lot.
1500 for ideally organizing the party. Is that why you got
fined? I'm not sure what exactly it was, but it was during COVID. You know, gatherings weren't allowed. I don't know. I just paid it off. Yeah.
Wow. Like, didn't want to get into it. Yeah. Man. Yeah. That's insane.
And it's actually funny because they sent me in the mail screenshots of my Instagram stories as like proof, so to say, you know? In case I wanted to contest it or something.
The cops go all the way in Montreal. This is where their budget goes, I guess, on screenshots. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I'm so interested to know that you were one of those people who didn't let COVID restrictions stop their enthusiasm for music. Tell me more about what you study at Concordia.
International and business.
International business. Why international business?
Honestly, I don't have an answer for you.
I'm going to tell you, maybe 60% of GMSB people that I meet have this exact reaction.
No
like,
answer.
I'm here. For the party, I'm here for the ride. I don't know why I'm here, though. You know?
Exactly.
That's so funny.
Listen, I'm just on wherever the wind takes me, I'll
wherever
go,
the
man.
Wind takes exactly. you. Do you feel like the entertainment business is somewhere where you might inevitably move into in the future, or no?
Yes and no.
Okay. Why is that?
Yes, because it's something I like.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's something I don't like. Because it's not consistent. It's not. It's really not as easy as you think it is. Like, you might have one good event, then the next one, like, be a total flop.
Like,
you know,
like, bombs.
I don't know. It's like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
You can't really predict what's going to happen.
I almost feel like because there's no set path of what success looks like in that sphere, it's almost hard to say, I'm going to do event A, B, C and then move on to the next tier.
Man, you know me, I wasn't planning on having See You Next Sunday as big as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
It started off as last year, I wanted a rooftop party during sunset, nothing. I just created a broadcast list on my phone. On WhatsApp, sent it to maybe 120 friends only.
Yeah.
It was invite only. I gave them the address. I gave them the time, location, date, whatever.
Yeah.
Just my friends came. My DJ set, my friend, decoration. And the feedback I got on that was crazy, man. I did another one the week after also. Even crazier than the last one.
So how many events have you done so far off your head, if you can tell you?
It's actually not that much.
Okay.
It's about like four or five.
That's on its own, it's a big feat, man.
But
I think
already for me to only do three events and for like to see you can
to, yeah to see the progress and yeah. and to have you here in the studio talking about it that shows progress. That tells you that you're doing something right. And I hope the one on Sunday, which I can hopefully attend as well, is going to be an absolutely amazing show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy and excited for that. But tell me your first See You Next Sunday event where you started selling tickets per se, and tell me how that went.
So the last event I did,
okay,
the one that was 2 weeks ago,
yes,
was the first time I charged people.
You charged people for it.
Yes, I started with $20 a person.
Mm-hmm.
Then I saw like wait, people are willing to pay more than that. You know, yeah. Like people really want to come.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I closed wave one.
Mm-hmm.
Then wave two opened, which was 25 a ticket. Sold tickets. Still coming and coming in, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I did not expect the party to be as successful as it was. It was crazy.
Yeah.
You can see the videos. It was packed.
Yeah, and people were having a good time.
An amazing
good vibe,
time.
Sunset, good
amazing,
music.
Amazing.
I'm curious to know what led you to look at rooftops and how does that work? Do you rent spaces? Do you use your friends' spaces? How does that work?
So last year I started with doing the parties in my building.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I got permission from the administration.
The landlord?
Like the building administration, whatever.
Yeah.
But this year they changed administrations and they're much more strict. So I had to go looking for other rooftops.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very picky with what I do. Like, yeah. I'm very picky with where I want to throw my party.
Yeah.
So I stayed maybe 2-3 months looking for a rooftop, man. And
wow.
I stumbled across one that was amazing. It was on right next to my house as well on Crescent Street.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I just threw my party there. You know?
And it worked out and it was fine?
It was crazy. It was amazing.
So do you have to almost like rent these spaces out from admin buildings?
No.
Or
no, no.
Or how does that
everything
work?
For now was residential buildings.
Hmm.
Some people do get bothered, like the tenants in the building.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Honestly, like, I'm sorry. That's all I can say. Like, you gotta...
Yeah, welcome
gotta
to Montreal.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what you get.
Exactly.
That's what you get for choosing this beautiful city.
Yes.
I love to hear that, man. It's always great to know that you put so much effort into looking for a space, mm-hmm. and to create that atmosphere and that vibe that you want for your events. How do you... So you say you have a DJ, your friend who comes from Ottawa.
Yes.
Is he the only DJ that's there playing music?
For now. Yes.
And is the music picked by him, or
yes.
do you guys discuss it?
No.
Everything
music, I can
you
fully trust him with my eyes closed.
Yes. And
yes.
It's more like deep house, sunset
kind of vibes,
like music kind of stuff.
Music you can sing along with, you
mm-hmm,
know, like
mm-hmm.
oldies that are remixed into mm-hmm. house, deep house. It's like...
Oh, yeah. I love old disco house, man. Like,
it's
90s house music was pretty good. I grew up from a music family. I'm from Tanzania in East Africa. And my family used to run the music business before.
That's nice.
Flash drives and Spotify, mm-hmm. so on CDs and stuff, right? So we used to do a lot of African music as well. So I grew up with a lot of musical influence in my life, and it's always been a huge variation of music: Afrobeats, hip hop, house, rap. All of it, right? And I'm at a point now where I feel the EDM house space is dominating every part of the world.
It is.
Everywhere you go, there is a house music scene that's outdoors, that's open, that's fun, that's welcoming, that's inclusive for mm-hmm. everyone. If you had to choose 3 words to describe your events, just 3 adjectives, what would those 3 be?
Summer. Good vibes.
Those are three words. Summer, good vibes. I love that. Was there a certain moment from the event so far that has stuck in your head, or maybe a song that you thought, whoa, the crowd's going a little crazy here? Was there any one of those moments?
So it's actually when DJ Ghost, he played, because he produces as well. So
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he has very nice music as well. He did a remix of, I remember what was the song? I can't remember what song it was, but it was an oldie, like an 80s song.
Yeah.
He remixed it into like a deep house version of it.
Hmm.
And when you played it, because I know the song, like
Lady Hear Me Tonight?
No. It was...
It was one of those old house tracks?
You know what I'm talking about?
No. I have no idea.
I can't remember the name.
I have no idea.
I can't remember the name.
You know what? I might play it for our audience after our second ad break.
Yes, yes.
So keep that in mind, audience. I hope you enjoyed Chris's humming, because that sounded very, very, very fun. Chris, that is interesting. Is there were there any challenges that you faced? Let's start with while organizing and coming up with See You Next Sunday, and then we'll move on to more specific event-related stuff. But while creating this and establishing the entire organization, or whatever you like to call it, what were some of the challenges?
The biggest challenge I had was simply finding a venue, man.
Yeah.
That was the biggest challenge. After that, I'm all set. I have my team with me.
Mm-hmm.
My friends, they all help me.
Mm-hmm.
Carry stuff, put stuff, talk to people. Like, I'm all set. The only problem I have is just the venue. It's finding a venue. The crowd is here. My friends are here. Everyone's set, you know?
Yeah. How many people in the background are working besides from you and your friend from Ottawa?
So, officially, the team is me and my friend.
Okay.
And we recently, like, we're starting to work with someone new.
Mm-hmm. He's
someone that's, we're trying to, it's a trial period, if you want.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the team is two, maybe three in mm-hmm. the future.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the official team. And other than that, my friends, which let's say every time six or seven people that just help me with the setup.
With the setup and stuff.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So what were the challenges besides from venue stuff regarding maybe setting up, maybe the admins, people from the building, maybe some people got too thrashed at the events and maybe broke a bunch of things or people were way too drunk. Were there any of those kind of
there actually is.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
The last events I threw. Okay, so it's actually two things. First of all, while we were setting up, the building manager comes up. Because last week, we didn't even tell the building we were going to do something.
We just pulled up, had people come in?
Exactly.
Wow.
So he pulls up, where he's like, what are you guys doing and stuff?
Yeah.
Man, we're throwing a birthday party. It's gonna be small, like just a small DJ set and stuff. A couple of friends. I don't know how we got to convince him, but he's like, okay, you guys have to be shut down by 10, not more than 50 people.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what else.
Okay, so 10, 50 people.
Little did he know, 200 people were coming to this rooftop.
Wow.
I don't know if he checked the cameras after or anything, but
so he didn't show up after.
No. Wow. He didn't. It was Sunday. I wouldn't even expect for people to be working on Sundays.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And during the event, if someone got too drunk.
Yeah,
they threw up on the stairways.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Honestly, it could be worse.
I feel like it could be worse.
That happened. That's almost a given. It's like wherever you go, it's like someone's gonna throw up in the stairs.
And it wasn't me who cleaned it, so
yeah,
I didn't. Really, yeah.
No, you're good. You're good. Can you share any insight on upcoming plans or visions that you might have had before the success of See You Next Sunday? Was there a vision that you had?
I had a vision.
Yes.
I have had.
You have?
Still.
Yes.
In the process. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm going to have time to do it this summer. Hopefully I will.
Mm-hmm.
To throw a yacht party.
A yacht party.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a boat party.
Yes.
I'm sure you've
seen. You need to do that.
Man.
Like ASAP.
No, like not your typical like. Put four boats together, small boats, and girls in bikinis, and guys throwing alcohol on girls. Like,
mm-hmm. No.
Something nice, something proper, you know? Like, a sunset, nice yacht.
Good sets,
exactly, man.
Good set of music. Good,
good
vibes.
People, nice outfits.
Yes.
Nice music.
Yeah. Almost like an all white party kind of
exactly,
kind of
man. Exactly. And yes. I wanted to put a white dress code as well.
Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You should do that.
Finding the right boat, finding everything is a hassle. And it's expensive.
It is expensive.
So I'm not sure if people are even willing to pay.
Oh, people will pay, bro. People will pay. Chris, I'm telling you, you're in summer in Montreal 2024. People have been making money for the past 3 years and are now ready to spend it.
Hopefully, man.
Now ready to spend it. I feel as though this summer just came in with a different energy, man. Mm-hmm. I've not seen Montreal
100%.
With this kind of energy in the summers in a couple years.
Because mm-hmm.
I've been here for about 4 years or so, and I've not seen it this alive, let's just say that. There are a couple of yacht parties I know about coming up next month, but none of them seemed very intriguing to me personally. Having known you now and seen what See You Next Sunday has done on social media so far, if you had a yacht party, 100% you have people showing up and paying good money.
Hopefully, man.
So I'm telling you, man, if that's your vision.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
So what I've realized in the nightlife is that things here are low quality. Like, I don't know how to explain it,
mm-hmm.
but from decoration
to
sound.
There's very little thought.
Man, very little effort put into it.
Yes.
They just think about the money.
Yes.
And that's what drives them to being unsuccessful in the future.
Yes.
When you actually care about the quality of your work and the enjoyment of people, that's where, like, money will come on the side.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't start this for money.
Yeah.
I started this as a hobby.
Right.
But look at me now. I'm starting to sell tickets on the side.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually why I feel like I'm successful in it.
Yeah, I just want to add on to that. With what I found when I first came to Montreal and what I find now is a lot of those areas and events and places that you speak about that are low quality or less effort, I feel as though a lot of times their audiences are first-year students or college students, CEGEP students. Not necessarily the 28 to 35-year-old crowd who has a lot of money to spend, who has higher expectations, are a little more bougier than what you'd expect from college students. So I feel as the past maybe 6 months, I've been going to places that are a little more upscale, where I've not been to before, and the environment and the feel is very different. Obviously, very different. Mm-hmm. I went to Marcus. That's Four Seasons.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing, man. Really, really good time. I had a good time. My cousin's a lawyer from Calgary, so he came down. He wanted to see cool spots in Montreal. Honestly, I would never go to Marcus otherwise. But because my cousin was there, he's a hotshot lawyer, so we went to Marcus. It was a good time. But me as a Concordia student doesn't go to Marcus all the time. Do you know what I'm trying to say? And that's the difference of experience and quality that you will get on the basis of how much you can pay and where you can go. But definitely in Montreal, there's a lot of clickbait, per se, with the event space and the nightlife industry that we're in. I went to Pangea. Pangea is a place in Oport.
Yeah,
it's a good spot. It's a really good spot. You left very soon. But
after 5 minutes.
That's what I'm trying to get to. Is like, if you look on social media, Pangea looks amazing.
It looks beautiful. That's why we went.
On the outside, looks beautiful. On the inside, too, it's pretty decent. But you can tell there is a lack of quality and effort and detailing that makes that space almost not feel as bougie as it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
And I think that's that spark that Montreal events and venues miss a little bit. But moving back to see you next Sunday, is there a plan to expand? Are you planning 100%. On having bigger events, more people?
Of course.
Is there a thought? And I'm assuming that you have been to a lot of concerts, maybe DJ sets in Lebanon.
Yes.
Who have you watched or listened to so far that really, without a doubt, you would go to their concert again or their show again?
As a DJ?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Honestly, a DJ I really like is actually, he owns like the big clubs in Lebanon. His name is Jade.
Jade?
Yeah, just Jade.
Okay.
J-A-D-A-D-E.
Okay.
He's a hotshot in Lebanon. Like, he owns all the... His music is nice.
Jade.
But he's... You could say he's my inspiration, man. You know, like, I've seen what he's achieved. Like, why can't he do it and not me? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah. And what kind of music does he play?
It's more like techno, tech house, like, in that genre.
In that genre.
But I was more into that music back then. Now I'm more into house, like just more chill stuff.
Like progressive deep house kind of.
I don't really party as much in Montreal
as before.
Like I said, the vibes here are not like nice. Like, I'm sorry, like it's my opinion, of course.
No, 100%. That's your opinion, and rightfully so, and that's why you made a decision to have see you next Sunday. So that almost falls into your story 100%. If you had to see two DJs randomly at any time, at any place, who would those two DJs be?
Oof.
And maybe tell us why. Maybe a little bit of why as well. And I'll tell you my two.
Peggy Goo. I love her style, man. I love her style.
She's cool, man. I like her tattoo.
Yeah, like her tattoo. Everything cool about girl, like, man. Her vibes, you know, the way she speaks.
Yeah.
She seems very chill. Like, I feel like it'd be cool to run into her. You know? Like, yeah, she wouldn't be like... She wouldn't be in a bad mood. I feel like she'd be happy to see her fans and stuff. And no, that would be fun. And also...
Give me one more.
You know, there's this Lebanese DJ. He used to be in the NBA. His name is Ronnie Sayali. I don't know if you know him.
Ooh, I think I've heard of him. Was he the one who played music on the side during the games?
No. He used to play in the NBA. Like, he used to...
Oh, he used to play in the NBA. Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. No, I have no idea who that
is. He's actually a pretty big DJ. He's very famous in Miami. He travels worldwide for his sets. Oh, he even came to Montreal in stereo, played in stereo, I think.
Wow. Yeah. Damn, I didn't know that. Mm. Oh, wow. Okay, word. And he plays house as well?
Yeah, like
deep house kind of stuff? Yeah, or like tech, more techno?
Yeah, like in that genre.
In that genre? Yeah. Okay, if I were to pick two DJs, my number one would be probably Calvin Harris, because I feel like it's just the classics. He's going to have all the... all the classic songs. He's been a DJ for a little while, but he also plays hip hop, a little bit of R&B, and then he mixes it with house. So I feel like Calvin Harris is one safe bet that I would go for. If I had to pick another one, I would go for Kinda Music.
Mm.
So Rampa, Adam Port, yeah. and you me. Yeah. And me, whatever it
and
is.
Me, yeah.
They're good, man. They're really good.
Yeah.
I love those guys. I listen to all their unreleased
tracks. All of
tracks.
A sudden, they're trending everywhere.
They're trending everywhere, yeah.
I don't know from where. Like, they just from one day to the other.
Yeah, they're from Berlin. They started this, I think, 2011, if I'm not mistaken. So I've been following them for about a year or so.
Nice, yeah.
So it's not only like a couple months that I've been watching them and following them, almost a year. But they're good. They're really good. I think the kind of vibes that See You Next Sunday looks like on social media
definitely the same
is
music,
very similar to what kind of music is.
100%.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Like, I'm sure Daniel, like DJ Ghost, he bases some things of them.
Yeah, I'm sure inspirations is derived from them 100%. Because that's the kind of vibe that I personally love.
Yeah.
I don't like people jumping onto each other and being too close, but I like very chill, good house music, good vibes, good scenery. You know, that's what I like. So those two, absolutely, I would go for. Have you traveled around, besides from Lebanon, Montreal, have you been to any other spots with more nightlife?
Man,
Not as much as you'd have liked.
I more as a kid, so when you say nightlife, it's obviously...
You haven't explored as much of that.
I was younger, like, we've been to... like Miami and stuff, and New York.
Yeah.
Actually, I went to New York maybe a year ago. Oh, yes. Okay, so we went to New York, me and my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the Tale of Us, like, Afterlife event.
Ooh.
Man, it was crazy. It was at the Brooklyn Mirage. I don't know if you know.
I know about the Brooklyn Mirage.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was insane.
They have crazy visuals, right? Don't they have the screens at the back?
The screen is as long as, like, it was the size of the whole, like, venue.
Yeah.
It was huge. Yeah, like, you have to look at the pictures after and video.
Wow.
The visuals, the music, it was crazy. Oh, it was something I've never seen before.
Yeah, those are the kind of things I like, man. I think a lot of event organizers need to put more effort into the scenery and the vibe they create. But one thing I want to challenge you with, Chris, is please, please one day have a no phones event. Because I'm so sick and tired of watching amazing DJs do their thing on their program on the stage, wherever they are, and then you have like 500 phones flashing into their face. I hate that, man.
Can I tell you something?
Yes, please.
It's kind of beneficial for me if people are taking videos.
Oh yeah, I mean, like, yes, as an event organizer, 100%. That's how I got to see your event.
Exactly.
So definitely, with the progression of events, you definitely need some kind of content creation that is natural, that is not forced.
Exactly.
However, after you have that
when I get to that
point. When you get to that point and you have enough traction to enjoy good music and good vibes, you need to get rid of the phones, man.
I agree with you.
I think the phones need to go.
I fully agree with you.
Maybe your event's a little different because it's outdoors, rooftops. I think eventually people want to take those sunset pictures and then they'll go back to the music, which is fine.
Exactly.
But I feel like the more indoor nightlife, night scenes with the DJs and having the flash onto their face, I absolutely hate that.
I agree with
really
you.
Sucks. But Chris, I think it's been a very insightful conversation. I'm very grateful that you've been here. We have about 2 minutes to go. So I'm going to ask you questions that I've always asked every single person that I've had on air for Beats and Beyond. Is, in the next 5 years, where does Chris see himself?
Honestly, as soon as I graduate uni, it's one of two ways. It's or See You Next Sunday grows, and I grow with it. And I start moving from here to here, throwing an event in this country,
Yes.
If I want See You Next Sunday to grow, I want it to be a portable thing. Something that's not stuck down to one place.
Because
I love to travel.
Yeah.
I like to move around.
Mm-hmm.
If not, then I see myself graduating and leaving, finding a job maybe in Dubai or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what the future has for me. But it's one of two ways.
I'll definitely say you need to expand See You Next Sunday to
for sure, man.
Toronto, Vancouver. I would say definitely 100% in the near future, have a trial event. I think the amount of challenges that you have faced while coming up with See You Next Sunday are not to the extent that you might have envisioned for someone to go from scratch to build an event kind of space. So I think Vancouver, Toronto have the perfect vibes for what you were trying to create, Chris. And I honestly hope for the best for you, and I hope that it works out really well.
I appreciate it. I hope
I get to see you next Sunday, because I want to be there.
I will be waiting for you.
Yeah, because I want to be there for the event. If that's okay with you, I want to interview people, ask them how they feel about the event, and maybe gain some traction for you.
And if anyone wants more information on the event for this Sunday, you can just check out our Instagram. It's at CUNXT Sunday.
Awesome. So see you next Sunday. Check them out on Instagram. I will be posting them as well today, so you can check them out on my Instagram too. But see you next Sunday. Chris, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for being here.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me on, man.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Chris. We're going to dive into our second ad break of the session, and we'll be back with a couple more Afrobeats, a couple more pieces of news from around the world, and a couple more insightful stories from the Euros 2024 that starts in a couple days' time. So next up is our ad break.
The Festival International Nuit d'Afrique invites you to its 38th edition. Join us in Montreal for the best of world music from July 9th to the 21st. Over 700 artists, 6 concert venues, 2 outdoor stages, and much more. For 13 days, come and discover the biggest names and the newest sensations from Africa, the Caribbean, and Latin America. Full program and tickets on festivalnuitdafrique.com.
And we're back with another episode of Beats and Beyond. This was so fun to have Chris on the studio, on the show, to have our wonderful interview for the week. See you next Sunday. That's the event space that we were talking about. He is the founder for See You Next Sunday, and we will see you next Sunday for that event. So if you're in Montreal, please keep posted with See You Next Sunday. Have a look at what Chris and his team have for us waiting on Sunday. However, we're going to move on to bigger, better, and more Afro side of things. We're going to have a couple more Afrobeat songs, maybe one from Montreal. We have Chino Wawa, who we've had before on the show. We're going to play a song called Jealous by Chino Wawa, and then we're going to move on to YBNL Mafia with another song called Jealous. So we have back-to-back songs called Jealous, one from Chino Wawa, and one all the way from Nigeria by Fireboy DML. So here's Chino Wawa's Jealous.
Oh, no, no.
What y'all say?
We are the Black Now Radio.
Jealous, yeah, why you make me jealous, oh?
Jealous,
why you make me feel like so?
Jealous,
why you make me go loco?
Jealous,
you go make me go loco.
Why you make me jealous? Make me jealous. Can you make me jealous? Make me jealous.
Tell why you make me jealous, oh?
Jealous,
yeah. I used to score you like a goalie,
oh?
I want you to
That was Jealous by Chino Wawa. Up next, we have Jealous by Fireboy DML. Back-to-back songs called Jealous. I hope you enjoy this. Thank you so much for everyone that's been tuning in from around the world. We have listeners from Kenya, Tanzania, Canada, South Africa, and the US as well. A couple more in the UK too. It's been amazing to witness the foundation and the progress that this show has made and I have made as a DJ, as a host, as a social media quote-unquote creator, I guess. Next up, we have Baby by Joe Boy. Joe Boy is someone I've had on my radar for way too long. So enjoy Baby by Joe Boy. Now I be say I don't be getting off of you. Yeah, but you be done, nothing I can't do for my baby, my baby.
Anytime when you need me, come to my shawty, wallet. Waiting to die, nothing I can do. My baby, my shawty, oh, baby. My baby,
bitch, are you there for me? As I there for you. Baby, say you there for me. As I there for you. Oh, no, no. Yeah, waiting me down, nothing I can do. My baby. Anytime when you need me, come to my shawty, waiting me down, nothing I can do. My baby. My shawty, my baby.
What you wanna do, girl, where you wanna go? Cause anywhere you go, girl, I go follow, go. Cause I like the way you back it up, the way you go down low. And there's a reason they be hating on you, who are they? Baby, you the baddest. Step on the dance floor and show you madness. I'll be a king, you be my real earnest. Shut up at the car, damn, you are the flawless.
Baby, say you there for me. As I there for you. Baby, say you there for me. As I there for you. Oh, no, no. Boy, point that.
It's been an amazing episode today on CJLO. This is Aryan Ajani, your host for Beats and Beyond. Every Wednesday, 9 a.m., please stay tuned and put the word out that Beats and Beyond has amazing guests from the Montreal community. And stay tuned for my social media pages because I'm going to have a couple interviews that are done online virtually with individuals around Canada and hopefully expanding to around the world. So stay tuned for that. A lot to come on that side of things. For the last song, we're going to play Dume B by Rema. This is a song I listened to in high school all the time, almost every morning. And this is how I discovered Rema. And I got to see him live in concert twice already, once in Tanzania in 2021 and once in Montreal 2023. So I hope you enjoy this.
Yes, he wants me. I go vex. Okini, chuck. Okini, now.